I think a lot of really bad decisions were made in the 1980s, like the one you talked about with your friend. And I'm surprised we haven't had more, even more overt racism than we had, because when people feel the pressure of the shrinking economy, they begin to behave normally in very destructive ways. And I'm very, you know, I think that we ought to, and I'm going to try to do this, treat this election, if it comes out okay for me, as a new beginning. And I, I think I have a responsibility, we all do, to try to change those attitudes. But I think in specific hiring decisions, you know, we need a better monitoring system. Because in the end, people's attitudes change more on their experience than anything else. And sometimes you have to force them to have a new experience before their attitude can change. I mean, I think all the black Arkansans I've appointed to boards and commissions have changed people's attitudes about black people dramatically, because they have brought them into contact with folks they never would have known before. But there's a limit to how much you can do that, I guess, but I really think that's the key. I think it's hard to change people's attitudes until their personal experience has changed. So sometimes you have to force them to change their experience, and their attitude follows their experience instead of the other way around.